If you've been told to pull up your socks, then make sure it's a pair of TNT socks. The TNT shop is now open at TNTRadio.live. For the news and views you can't hear anywhere else, it's the Steve Hook Show on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the Steve Hook Show on TNT Radio. I am Steve Hook. So happy to have you with us once again today. Hope your day is going well. It's good to be with you. We've got a big show tonight, or today, wherever you are, I suppose. Today, we're going to be speaking to Todd McNutt. And you say, well, who is Todd McNutt? Well, Todd McNutt is the founder and creator of a webpage called Representing Me. This is a political media platform where elected officials and candidates can post their position. So it's basically a social media platform specifically for elected officials and candidates so they can speak directly to their constituents. And I got to tell you, I went and looked at it, and it is one of the coolest websites because it absolutely is exactly what Todd says it is. He says it's not just another social media website. This is a site. It's a political media platform. The difference is this site is not about the banter or bashing or even general discussion. This is a place where elected officials and candidates can post their positions on what they believe matters to their voters. So we're going to chat with him. He's a Navy vet, and it really is a well, you know what it is? It's an easy to navigate website. It's a very, I think the word would be user intuitive. I mean, it's very, very simple. You just click whatever state you're interested in by clicking your state flag, and bam, you've got your governor and all of the elected officials underneath the governor, from senators to House. Congressional leaders. It's really a good website. So I look forward to chatting with Todd about that, among other things, because he's got more than just that. He's got other pages, and his Facebook is very active. Other people's secrets, and he'll tell us all about it. I don't want to confuse you with it until we actually get Todd on the horn to talk with us about it. But as always, a lot going on today. You just heard the news there, top of the hour. I got to tell you, man, it looks like Comer and the House Oversight Committee has got the goods on the Biden family. The question now becomes, how long will it be before the media actually acknowledges what Comer and the committee has found, which is really it's not a secret to anybody who's been paying attention. But a lot of folks are probably not going to find out about this for a while. My suspicion is the media will do what the media does, and they will bury a lot of this info. But I would sure love to know why the CCP is wiring millions and millions and millions of dollars to Joe Biden and Biden family members, his brothers, his son, and one member that has yet to been, Comer, if you heard the clip there, he said, we're not going to tell you who that is just yet. I don't know if Vegas is taking odds on this, but I'd be willing to bet that Dr. Jill Biden is up there in the voting. And if it comes down that Jill Biden is getting paid from the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, boy, wouldn't that be something. Yes, the media will ignore. I posted this on my own socials earlier today about that story. And I got the typical response. A lot of people shocked. Many people not shocked at all. But a lot of the comments were along the lines of, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. Well, I don't believe that. I do believe, I mean, and I know it's easy to be cynical. When we talk about politics these last several years, it's made anybody cynical. But I'd like to think that as the details continue to come out in dribs and drabs, they're not going to be able to hide it for much longer. Nobody can tell me that there is a legitimate reason for a then Vice President of the United States to be wired roughly $9 million by the Chinese Communist Party to himself and other family members. Nobody can tell me there's a legal reason for that because we haven't found one. That's one thing Comer mentioned in his interview today on Fox. He said, look, we've been looking for the business. We've been looking for the job that they got paid for, and we can't find one. So what were they paid for? They were paid for influence peddling. They were paid exactly what Biden has been doing his entire career. He is the world's biggest grifter. It is a well-known, it's an open secret inside the Beltway that the Biden family is one of the most corrupt families in the nation, political families in the nation. Everybody knows it. Everybody kind of jokes about it. And now we're all having to live through it. And frankly, not just us, but the rest of the free world has to put up with this man's outright corruption and grift. And I'm telling you what, I certainly do. If the media continues to cover for this man and his corruptest sin family, then something's going to have to change. Because I don't think they're going to be able to, though. I really don't. I think that eventually it's going to become, the dribs and drabs are going to be going to become steadier streams, and then it's just going to be a gushing fountain flood of corruption that nobody's going to be able to ignore. To put a very fine point on it, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is more corrupt than Richard Nixon by a factor incalculable, my man. I mean, he is just so utterly corrupt. He's got his dirty fingers in governments and NGOs and stuff all over the world. Yes, China. Yes, Russia. Yes, Ukraine. Yes, Iran. All over the place. And I look forward to seeing that committee's report as we get more and more details on it. But also, we've got some other stuff. Now, you know, one of the most hated journalists in the world right now is Tucker Carlson. Well, in just a moment, we're going to be joined by my man Ruckus, and he's going to tell us what Tucker... Well, Tucker's got a lot of people riled up because, for one, he aired the video that the Democrats and the J6 committee buried, which basically showed the QAnon shaman getting a personalized police escort through the Capitol. So they hate him for that. But he's got something else going on, and we're going to talk with Ruckus in just a bit about it. But hey, listen, why not give TNT Radio a follow? We're on all the major social platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Gab, and Getter. Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Focused on the facts.
It's never biased.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right. Let's welcome my man Adam Clark, a.k.a. Ruckus, to the program. Last week, Fox News host Tucker Carlson, the most hated man by the rest of the media, asked Republican presidential hopefuls to write him explaining their policy on Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. The results are officially in. And now with highlights, TNT's radio news producer, Adam Clark, a.k.a. Ruckus. Hey, Ruckus, what's happening, brother? What kind of responses do we get?
Well, I must admit, Tucker Carlson is definitely growing on me. he does some things that not everybody does. This is certainly one of them. But yeah, he reported these responses last night on his show, and he posted the responses in full on Twitter, so you guys can all find that. Nikki Haley, John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Asa Hutchinson, and Chris Sununu are all the people who we don't have answers from because they opted not to participate. However, the number of politicians who did respond is quite impressive, as reported by the Gateway Pundit, considering, as Carlson acknowledged when he posed his question, that it was quote-unquote presumptuous of a cable news show to conduct such a query. I saw this episode, I think he did this Friday night or Thursday. It wasn't that long ago, and yeah, I was shocked. I thought it was pretty neat. But he asked them to write in specific answers to some questions he posed, in particular about their stance on the conflict with Ukraine, Russia, and all of that. Of the people who answered, that included Governor Kristi Noem, Greg Abbott, Senator Tim Scott, and former Governor Chris Christie, as well as Ohio businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, as well as former Vice President Mike Pence and President Trump. Oh, and even Governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. We'll highlight a couple of these responses real quick. Vivek Ramaswamy, who, of course, announced a White House bid last month, noted, quote, "Generally speaking, I don't think it's wise to telegraph our ends, and I believe the facts in January 2025 may be very different from where they are today. But let me be clear, if I were president right now, I would limit any further funding or support to Ukraine," end quote. Okay. Okay.
That's a good answer.
Former Vice President, yeah, Mike Pence, he kind of took a different stance. He has indicated that he is not. Oh, sorry. He has indicated that he is, of course, considering a presidential bid. He claims that if Russian President Vladimir Putin is not stopped in Ukraine, Russia will advance toward NATO territory and the U.S. will be drawn into war. Oh, no. So he says, quote, "This is not America's war, but if Putin is not stopped and the sovereign nation of Ukraine is not restored quickly, he will continue to move toward our NATO allies, and America would then be called upon to send our own." So he says, "As a fiscal conservative, I don't believe in sending blank checks, and I want oversight of government spending at home and abroad, but withholding or reducing support will have consequences." And again, he repeated, "If Putin is not stopped now and he moves into NATO-controlled territory, the cost will be far greater," end quote. Trump, of course, asserted that Russia would not have attacked Ukraine if he were still president. He said, real quick, quote, "Start by telling Europe that they must pay at least equal to what the U.S. is paying to help Ukraine. They must also pay us retroactively the difference. Next, tell Ukraine that there will be little more money coming from us unless Russia continues to prosecute the war. The president must meet with each side, then both sides together, and quickly work out a deal," end quote. When asked if opposing Russia and Ukraine is a critical U.S. national strategic interest, Trump said, quote, "No, but it is for Europe, but not for the United States. That is why Europe should be paying far more than we are, or equal," end quote. And most notably, real fast, DeSantis, who has not even officially announced his 2024 candidacy, he weighed in. He argued the current U.S. policy of helping Ukraine is not a vital interest and, in fact, detracts attention from more pressing challenges confronting America. Please visit Tucker Carlson's Twitter page to see the full response. But there you have it, Steve.
Yeah, well, I heard, you know, I got to tell you, first of all, I kind of like Trump's response, actually, because it definitely puts it right on Europe. And nobody can say that Trump did not warn Europe about depending upon Russia for their energy. He did. And as far as DeSantis goes, I thought he gave a pretty good answer. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. This is going to be a good one. DeSantis also mentioned that we should probably pay more attention to China. And wouldn't you know it, today Comer comes out and says, hey, guess what? China sent a lot of money to the Biden family. So maybe that's why we're not paying attention to China. I don't know. But Tucker is definitely, he's got the progressives and the liberals in a real tizzy. They can't stand him. What are you talking about, divergence of thought? Shut him up. Anyway.
Well, DeSantis checked all the boxes. I'll share one line from his response. He says, quote, "While the U.S. has many vital national interests, securing our borders, addressing the crisis of readiness within our military, achieving energy security and independence, and checking the economic, cultural, and military power of the Chinese Communist Party, becoming further entangled in a territorial dispute between Ukraine and Russia is not one of them," end quote. So he crammed it all in there, Steve. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that does sound good. We're going to see. It's going to be a very interesting race. You named a couple of candidates in there that I just had to, I had to stifle a laugh. John Bolton? What? Who the hell does he think is going to vote for him? Very few. I guess some of these people are probably angling for a cabinet role or something. John Bolton certainly isn't in there. Not if Trump is a nominee, and probably even if DeSantis is a nominee, I doubt John Bolton would be called upon. But it is going to be interesting. We're going to see. I think it's going to be a very, very big field this time around. I think a lot of people are starting to say Trump is vulnerable, but I don't know that anybody could really. He's still by a pretty comfortable margin leading all candidates. Now, they haven't officially thrown in yet, but it's going to be Trump, DeSantis, I think, are going to be the two heavy hitters in this campaign. We will watch and see, and I'm sure you'll keep us up to date on it, Adam.
Absolutely. And hey, I'm not sure if Satan, Lucifer himself, is a registered Republican, but maybe he would be the one who votes for John Bolton.
Could be. Could be. All right. Listen, Ruckus, I appreciate it, my brother. As always, we'll look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow, man. You have a good one. Thanks for the news.
Take care, Steve.
All right, brother. You take care. There he goes. All right, Dan. Listen, you're listening to the Steve Hook Show. We will be right back on the other side of it with my guest. And we've got it's a very interesting guest because he's got such an interesting website. Todd McNutt. We'll introduce you to Todd and his website coming up next on TNT Radio.
You should hear what James Freeman is talking about on The Freeman Report.
Generation Z has had a pretty tough time of it, in my opinion. Many have come onto the job markets in the years following the 2009 financial crash, which has been a period of stagnating wages and rising house prices here in the UK. Many have not been able to get on the housing ladder, and many others probably will never own their own home. They are stuck paying high rents with no prospect of saving for a deposit. And then came the lockdowns, which have ruined the university experience for many, while still having to pay thousands for the privilege of being locked in a small cell looking at a screen all day. And now we have the woke mind virus that has infected so many young minds. Now, I find all of this pretty worrying, to be honest with you, because this is the next generation that will produce our next batch of leaders. And also, this is the next generation of workers who will pay our pensions and our healthcare.
The Freeman Report and James Freeman on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Physical abuse, it's a gradual thing. It starts with a push, it starts with a slap, it starts with that look. And then it just gets worse and worse.
You can't underestimate the impact of a woman being listened to and say, I hear you. This is unacceptable, what you're experiencing, and it can be the first step to rebuild their lives following domestic abuse. For any woman who is considering calling the National Domestic Abuse Helpline, we are completely confidential. Please do give us a call. We are here for you any time of the day or night, and you are not alone.
Phone our free 24-hour helpline on 0808 200247 or visit refuge.org.uk. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
The carbon credits market is a scam subjectively issued. Its purpose is to track, control, and profit. It's not about the planet. It's about turning CO2 into a commodity by giving it a price. Carbon is the new currency. Today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Steve Hook Show. And my guest today, Todd McNutt. Todd is a Navy vet. He's author of the book, Other People's Secrets. He's also worked on numerous state political campaigns in Oklahoma. But for the past couple of years, Todd has been busy developing and launching a political media platform to refocus both representatives and voters on policy. Wow, what a thought there. But I got to tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful website. The website is called Representing Me. It provides a nationally elected representatives and state governors a simple, streamlined platform to communicate with the electorate. But let me not read the bio or the one sheet. Let me introduce you to Todd. Todd McNutt, hello, sir. How are you? Welcome to the program. Thanks for your service, by the way, Todd.
Oh, thank you very much, and you're most welcome for it. I'm very proud of my veteran status, and we're excited about the website and what we're going to be able to do for that and help people with changing the way they perceive politics.
Well, so any change is better than what we've got these days, because it seems to me, I was watching my oldest daughter and I were watching a movie that she'd never seen before, Animal House, and that food fight scene is kind of representative of what we've had for the last several years. But Todd, I got to tell you, it really is. I went and looked at the website. What a job. Bravo. I mean, it is so user intuitive. It's very easy to work around. And it's just set up very, very well. What kind of response are you getting from the politicians? Are people saying, yeah, yeah, we'll get involved here? How's that working for you?
My favorite response was from Governor Stitt here in Oklahoma. And when we told him about it, his first response was, he said, I just did a TV interview for one of the local stations in Oklahoma City yesterday. Gave him 3 minutes of my time, did a video. He said, that night, my wife and I watched it on the news. He said, they showed 30 seconds of me and 2.5 minutes of a reporter telling him what the rest of what I said was. He said, why didn't they just show him the 3 minutes that I said?
Yeah.
I said, because they couldn't spin it.
Exactly.
And with social media, it's, I mean, even with social media, in social media, everything gets lost in the fog of everyone else's opinion. And in the media, it's getting skewed both ways. I mean, let's face it, the ones that aren't skewing it to the left or skewing it to the right, they're all spinning it to what, to the message that they're sending. So what we're doing is we're giving them a place they can go and post. You can go and read it. The only two things they can't post is anything that would be vulgar or obscene, and anything that would be a threat of violence or against an entity or a person. Then the catch to it is, for them, there's no delete button. If they say it, they own it.
If they say
it, they
can
apologize, they can retract it, they can do whatever, but it's always going to be there.
Well, that is refreshing, and I got to tell you, you're right about the media spinning it one way or the other, because it does seem nowadays, and this is really kind of a sad state of affairs we find ourselves in here. It seems that the media is really a business model now, and you've got to figure out, this is our customer base. We are left of center or left of left, or we are right of center or whatever it is. And that's who we're going to cater to. And this site is, it cuts through all of that clutter. It's basically just, here's what, like, for example, I'm in Jersey. Here's Phil Murphy. Here's what he thinks. No offense, Todd, but I don't need that website to know how bad Phil Murphy is. But I must say that the website is put together very, very well. So beyond the your Oklahoma governor, are you starting to get any traction with some of the more national figures?
We are planning a trip to D.C. We're going to go out there and spend 2 or 3 days and talk and make ourselves available to all of the media staff of the Senate and Congress and kind of help them get on and get set up to get on and do things. Once we get the senators and congressmen and the governors on board, the next step is we're going to start adding the president's cabinet. We're going to start adding the state governor's cabinets, the state Senate, the state legislatures. Then we're going to go all the way down to the mayors and city councils and school district representatives. So we're looking 2 years down the line before the thing's fully developed. But we just decided with the way things are going, we needed to get it out there in its present form and at least start helping and on some level.
Well, I must say, like I said, folks, I would encourage you to go check it out, really, because it is unbelievably easy to use. Representingme.com is the web address for it. And what I like about it, Todd, is there's no editorializing. I mean, this is their policy positions in their words. It's not, hey, he sucks or he's great or she's good and she's horrible. This is just you saying, here it is. Here's the platform. Have at it. So I would think that it would take off.
And they can post a text message, they can post a photograph, video, or even upload a document for their constituents to see a document they're working on and read it. So they can post whatever they want to on there.
Well, it really is interesting. Now, you're going to be going to D.C. I assume that you're going to be meeting with some key congressmen and congresswomen and maybe even a senator or two, huh?
Yeah, we've already got some of them. Mark Wayne Mullins from Oklahoma is already excited about it. He's one of our new senators. Congressman Hearn is one of our congressmen from here. He said he's already got people on both sides of the aisle that he's talked to that are extremely excited about getting on the site. So that's why we're kind of putting it together to get a trip out there in the next couple of weeks and just make ourselves available and show their staffs how to use the site and how to make the most of it for their constituents.
Well, I gotta think that given how easy the website is to access and to work through, it's not like you're having to follow link after link after link. I mean, hell, you've got a color-coded map of the United States. You just click on your state. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't get any simpler. But given that, I gotta think that this is exactly what politicians on either side of the aisle would love to jump on board with, because it is just so. Well, like I said, no editorializing or anything. You're not putting your finger on the scale for anybody.
No. And that was the whole concept of this when I started it. I've got friends who watch CNN. I've got friends who watch Fox News. And everybody was always telling me, oh, they just showed this. And oh, they just showed that. And everybody was skewed. And I'm like, what happened to free speech? What happened to me just telling you this is what I think and you accept it? And really, and the other part of this, the other benefit to this site is you don't have to be a big name known senator or congressman to get your message out. Right now, if there are senators and congressmen all over this country that they're so nameless and unknown that if they called a press conference, if anybody but the local newspaper showed up, it'd be a surprise to them. And yeah. We wanted to end that too. I mean, this thing, it doesn't matter who you are, you get an equal voice to everyone else.
Well, that's really, really neat. We're going to have to take a break, but I want to come back and carry on with this. I also want to talk about the book that you wrote, because that, I visited your Facebook page, and that is very, very interesting as well. Other People's Secrets, and I think people are going to be shocked to hear some of this stuff. Okay. But I want to come back and I want to talk about Represent Me as well again, because I just think it's such a great idea. My guest today is Todd McNutt. He's the founder and creator of Representing Me, and he's my guest on the Steve Hook Show, and we'll be right back on TNT Radio after this.
News doesn't stop breaking, and we don't take a break from covering it.
TNT Radio News.
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines. The Treasury Department will comply and release suspicious activity reports, known as SARs, generated by the Biden family and their associates' business transactions to the House Oversight Committee. Even though Florida Governor Ron DeSantis still hasn't declared his presidential run, former President Donald Trump couldn't resist taking swipes at him during a March 13th campaign speech in Davenport, Iowa.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
Okay, welcome back to the Steve Hook Show. My guest today, Todd McNutt, creator, founder of Representing Me. Really a wonderful website, Todd. And I just wanted to ask I think I know the answer to this, but I just want to ask it anyway. What prompted you to come up with this website? What was it? What was the main underlying reason?
Just, I said before the break, it was really just hearing the media skew. I mean, I haven't watched the news in 2 years because I just got so frustrated with it. And about 2 years ago, everybody was talking about, oh, it's all this way. And oh, we're going to have all this and all that. And it was always so skewed and so liberal or so Democrat or so Republican. And it's like, there was no straight answers and there was nowhere to go get a straight answer. I'd see a clip of something that, President Trump said, and you couldn't go find the source to find out what he actually said and the context. And it was just so frustrating. I was like, what happened to free speech in America? And I started building the site, started working on the concept and development.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what I thought you were going to say. I just that's what's so refreshing about it. And I, you know, look, I'm not going to lie. I come from the right. I've got no problem saying that. I'm an opinion guy, and that's my opinion. But sometimes I do want to know what you know, this Democrat says or that Republican says without the spin from either side. And this, you're not putting the politician is not going through a news source to make their point. They specifically are doing it themselves, or their staffer is doing it for them based on what they actually want to say. So you're going to get, you don't need context. It's them, correct?
Exactly. It's their message in their tone, in their voice inflection, in their verbiage. You get it straight from them.
I think that's wonderful. And I really think that you, I hope that meeting in D.C. goes well and you can get a lot of people. It's one thing to get your home state representatives and governor and senators on board. But man, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see it just take off across the country, because that's one thing we are certainly missing. I mentioned it's like a food fight, and it really has been. And I, you know, social media has only made it worse. But here's an instance. Here's an instance where social media could actually really do good and kind of return to the principles of free speech. And without all the ad hominem, I can't even say the word, attacks. And so I just think it's a wonderful idea. So when you go to meet them next week, is that basically going to be basically just like a pitch meeting?
Actually, we're working on the details of it. We're actually looking at setting up a meeting place. We're working with a couple of senators and congressmen that want us out there. And we also, a lot of it's a missed part of it, but at the bottom of the main page, there's a place on there for PACs, organizations, and influencers. And so we've got some PACs that are actually interested in bringing us out there and helping us get the senators and congressmen on. So we're getting a lot of momentum. Everybody really wants this. Like I said, Congressman Hearn told me he's got a couple of dozen people on both sides of the aisle that are excited about it. So I think it's just a matter of letting them know it's ready to get on it and then showing their staff how to get them on it. And we'll see the momentum take off for it.
Well, here's the cynic in me coming out, Todd.
Okay.
Let's say it takes off, and it takes off well, and I suspect it should, because it's, like I said, it's as easy to use. I mean, you know, I remember the old joke about trying to, everybody had the VCR with the blinking 12 on it because they couldn't figure out how to work the. You remember that? Well,
Oh yeah.
And a lot of people of a certain age will look at a website and go, I don't even want to get involved. But this one could not be more easy, could not be any simpler to navigate. And with that, I suspect you're going to get a lot of success with it. But then do you think somebody's going to come up and try and buy it out from under you, or say, hey, look, or to copy you? I mean, do you have any of this stuff trademarked or copyrighted or anything? Because this is such a great idea. I can't believe nobody's done it.
We do have trademark and copyright in place. That doesn't keep us from doing it, but it's kind of like Facebook and Twitter. It's like, if we get out there with the momentum, I mean, once we get a bunch of senators and congressmen signing onto this thing and using it, it'd be really hard for someone to come in and compete with us. As far as a buyout offer, I mean, yeah, I mean, those are going to bounce around. Probably sooner than later, as far as our expectations go, because we've been asked about it already. Would we be interested in selling it? And I was like, not at this point, not at all. Don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, well, so, good for you. Because
my thing is, I would consider selling it if I knew somebody that was buying it was interested in keeping it as pure as I want it. But that,
that's exactly why I said, here's the cynic in me coming out, because I suspect that if somebody says, God, this really works good, we can find a way to screw around with this and really kind of influence things. And that's not what you're about. You're about just trying to influence voters' understanding and knowledge of where their representatives stand.
And that's why we made the entire platform so it's free. Even if you register, it's free. We don't sell or share your information on the registration. The registration just gives you the ability. We're adding follow features so you can get a notice every time one of your people you're following gets post something and some things like that. You'll need to be registered for that. But that's just so we can keep statistics, because we're not going to even share that information with the politicians. It's confidential. We're not out to do this. We're going to run some ads on the page. They should be popping up today or tomorrow and getting those populated. But we're going to try and keep that to a minimum, too, just to, you know, make a little pocket change and to keep the bills paid. But the whole point is just to provide a purity back to politics and yeah. Stop making it a smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. And blood sport, because is,
trying to be nice.
Yeah, well, I know, but I mean, you know, come on.
It's your show. I mean, you don't have to.
No, I just, you know, when I saw it, I got to tell you, I'm 100% honest with you. I'm not just blowing smoke here. I saw it and I said, this is so genius that I don't understand why it hasn't been done before. And then my next thought was Todd McNutt is going to be making some serious cash off of this if this takes off, because it is so I think what you've touched on here that I think a lot of people are going to really like about this is that it isn't opinion. It isn't, you're not trying to influence one way or the other. And I just find that refreshing in kind of a strange way.
It's all about their message. And that's why I said a minute ago, I wanted to make it so that the smallest name politician from middle of nowhere has the same voice to the constituents as the most popular senator or congressman, president, whoever. It's about representing us.
And I'll tell you something else that's great about
popular.
Yeah. And another wonderful thing about it is that you said, you made the point that this is about senators and congressmen and governors and vice president nominees, president nomination, whatever. But if you could extrapolate this out and start putting, you mentioned state legislatures, school boards, that kind of stuff. I mean, this is exactly what I think most people need, because a lot of people, as they look at you said you stopped watching the news. It can get you frustrated watching the news, even if it's the news channel of your choice. Sometimes I have to turn it off. I'm like, okay. And I mean, that's what I do for a living, is study the news. And I get angry, you know, watching the news. But this is just like, okay, here it is in their own words. So it's very, very interesting. And I hope it takes off for you. I want to ask you, I want to ask you about the book, because I went to your Facebook page and I looked at a couple of your videos, Other People's Secrets. Why don't you tell us what the book is all about and some stuff that people may not know that would probably shock them if they knew?
The book is about information. Again, I like the idea of being transparent with things and being factual. And so in the book, you find facts about your privacy and security. And we go through the book and we blow away some of the conspiracy theories. You know, a couple of years ago, there was a big thing about people putting RFID chips in their hand and, oh, they could be tracked and stuff. The problem is that type of an RFID chip has a 13 centimeter range on it. So unless I follow you around with an antenna, then keep the antenna 13 centimeters away from your hand, I can't track you with it. And if I'm following you around with an antenna hooked to your hand, why do I need a tracking device to follow you?
Yeah.
And one of the things that people are always most shocked about is when I tell them that your social security number is public record. Because most people, they hear people on, I mean, clear back Oprah Winfrey did a show and had some guy that did a book called Privacy for Sale. And he stood there right at the end of her show and just flat out lied to her audience and said, if you protect your social security number, you can protect your privacy. And I say he lied to him because even back then, I already was in the industry and knew for $2, I can buy your social security number as part of your credit header from any credit bureau there is. And it's legal. There's nothing wrong. I haven't committed a crime. They haven't committed a crime. You know, there's only one entity in the world that's required to protect your Social Security number.
Who's that? You?
The medical community.
For HIPAA.
Under HIPAA, that is the first time there has ever been a law passed with HIPAA that required the protection of your Social Security number. The credit bureaus don't have to protect it at all. There are three things on your credit report that are actually protected. Do you, by any chance, know what they are?
Let me see. No. No, I don't.
Your credit limit, your current balance, and your credit rating on each of the accounts that you have. The fact that you have a Texaco card, public record. The fact you used it last Wednesday, public record. Where you work, where you live, your neighbors, who lives with you, everyone's Social Security numbers, all public record.
I will be damned. Now, I'm really shocked about the Social Security card. I mean, your Social Security number. That's staggering to me because you keep seeing all these LifeLock, and I don't want to get into any of the business names. I'm sure some of them are fine businesses and all that, but they would have you believe that they will block all of that, but they can't really, can they?
Actually, I endorse LifeLock. I endorse them in my book. I endorse them on my website. I endorse them because what they do isn't blocking it. They monitor the credit bureaus for your Social Security number. And if somebody uses your Social Security number, I'm on them. And it's not a complimentary thing. I pay for them every month, $10 a month. I pay them for that service. But if you use my Social Security number to open an account somewhere, they get it through the system and they monitor and they send me a text and say, is this your account? And if I say no, I don't have to call anybody. They contact the crediting bureau and say, this is not really Todd McVeigh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it. Now, I mean, I wasn't trying to downplay life.
Oh, I understand.
I'm just saying that a lot of people have no clue that their socials are completely open, basically fair game. I just find that staggering. But
I've got a segment coming up that we're going to be posting this week on the podcast, Other People's Secrets, named after the book. And we had a white hat hacker from Denver on the they did an interview for us for the show. And I asked her, okay, Experian says they're going to tell you if your information is being sold on the dark web. And I said, can they do that? She said, not unless they're on one end of the transaction or the other. She said, that's the whole point of the dark web. It's all encrypted. They can't, unless they're selling your information or buying it, they couldn't tell you.
I will be damned. Well, listen, we got to take a break. We'll come back. My guest today, Todd McNutt, author of the book, Other People's Secrets, and the podcast, Other People's Secrets, as well as the founder and creator of the great website, Representing Me. Todd, stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Steve Hook Show on TNT Radio.
Here we go again. Another Western leader has praised China and says we should all imitate him.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
U.S. President Joe Biden's Energy Secretary, Secretary Jennifer Granholm, declared the U.S. can, quote, learn from what China is doing, unquote, on climate change, and claimed the country is, quote, very sensitive to the world's climate needs.
I think China has done, has been very sensitive, and has actually invested a lot in their solutions to achieve their goals. So we're hopeful that, you know, we can all learn from what China is doing.
There you have it. China, who's been estimated to be building one coal plant a week, is the model. Jennifer Granholm follows Apple CEO Tim Cook praising China and follows Justin Trudeau of Canada saying he admires China's basic dictatorship. The once free West admiring authoritarian one-party rule China. That is our future, if we allow it. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
opinionated, informed, and unafraid. Steve Hook on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, welcome back to the Steve Hook Show. Todd McNutt is my guest today. And Todd, before we left, we were talking about the book and the podcast, Other People's Secrets. In this day and age, everybody is, a lot of people, and my neighbor across the street, I see at least two or three Amazon trucks a day pull up to her house. And my point is, everybody is shopping online. It's easier. It's convenient. More brick and mortar stores hate it, but it is what it is. Are there things that we should be wary of when it comes to our online identity and stuff? Because I noticed in the video I watched, you specifically spoke to Alexa and Siri and that type of device. And I see you chuckling now. Tell us about that. It sounds to me, I bet you don't have an Alexa in your house, do you?
I do not. I would not have one of those if you paid me to have it in my house. Unless I could bind it, gag it, and break it in half first. A lot of people don't know this, but if you go into the user agreement for Alexa and Echo and all of those, if you go into the user agreement on those and read the fine print, enter 17 legally binding contracts, signing over everything that device hears in your home to them. They own the copyright on it, which means they can do whatever they want. If you're a songwriter and write a song, you gave them the copyright to it.
I will be damned. The thing is, and you always hear people say this, say, God, it was so weird, man. I was just thinking about this frying pan that I bought, or whatever the hell it could be. And then all of a sudden now on my Facebook feed, I'm seeing all kinds of ads for the exact thing I was talking about with my wife 3 days ago. That's not a coincidence, huh?
No. 3 years ago, before my dad passed away, it'd be 3 years in June, and a couple months before my dad passed away, we were there. They didn't even have a Siri or an Echo or anything in their house. They didn't have any of that. But just with our cell phones, our smartphones right there in their house. He was telling me that the key fob died on his Buick Century. And I said, that's not a problem. We can get you a new one. I said, in fact, we can even go on YouTube and they'll tell us how to program it. So we can program it to your car. And he goes, oh, okay, that'd be great. For the next 3 days, every time I open my phone, because I've got an iPhone, every time I open my phone, the thing was putting ads for Buick key fobs on my phone. And I opened YouTube because I'm into social media. I opened the YouTube thing and it kept showing me things that might be interested in of how to program your key fob. No joke. And this was 3 years ago.
Yeah. So it's only getting worse.
Oh, absolutely.
But is there, okay, I don't have Alexa. I'm with you. I just the thought of somebody listening in, and I don't care if that somebody is a computer or if it's a real live person, somebody programmed that computer. So I just don't like the idea of it. I get the convenience of it. And some people I think would probably just say, I don't give a damn. I've got nothing to hide. But it's not about what you have to hide. It's about whatever's being said in that house by anybody at any time.
Absolutely.
What can we do on our phone? I'm sure there's a setting on the phone. I have an iPhone too, for example. Is there any way I can get it to stop listening to me, or do I just have to turn it off?
Actually, no. And I've got to quote Mr. Snowden on that. And there are people who say I shouldn't be quoting him, but the fact is the man exposed a lot of negative things that the country was doing at the time in monitoring its own people. And one of the things that Mr. Snowden said in an interview that I watched, he said, if you can't take the battery out, you don't know what it's doing.
Really? So even if you turn it off, they could backdoor their way into it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And after I got out of the Navy, I worked for a government think tank for a short time and a couple of years. And one of the things that they were doing, I mean, we were doing stuff then that you could have a computer turned off And a lot of people don't know there's always been a little battery to keep your CMOS, your time and everything on a computer.
Yeah.
And because that battery is in there, they can actually go in. There are parts of your circuit board that stay live. And even back in the 80s, they were able to bypass and turn on mics and stuff on computers and listen into a room then.
Man, I tell you what.
If you can't take the battery out, if you can't take the batteries out, you're hung. It can be used against you.
That is just so damn scary. And the thing that really makes it scary isn't so much the ability that they can do it, although that in and of itself is scary. But what's scary is it seems like we are moving. I mean, as technology gets better, it seems to get faster, too. I mean, we get more and more of it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you look at pictures of computers from the 1940s and 50s. They take up whole rooms. And now, I mean, I was watching a show the other day. I said, in your iPhone, you have more computer power there than the entire Apollo NASA. Yeah, even on your watch, right?
I got an Apple Watch. Yeah. And that Apple Watch can do things. My watch, actually, I can make phone calls on it even if I don't have my phone with me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's the thing. If I want to have a private conversation with somebody in a room, I can't just turn my phone off and leave it in another room. I have to take my watch off and leave it in another room too, because this watch can hear and know and transmit everything that I'm doing.
God,
and it's connected
almighty
to the phone.
And right now that's maybe all fine and well, and oh, they're just using it to sell crap and using it to kind of get you to buy certain things. But down the road a piece, this could be that kind of technology could, and let's just be honest, will be used for some very nefarious things.
Here's the part that scares me. It isn't even the corporations, because I mean, let's face it, when all the stuff was out there and they were like, the name just jumped out of my head. The thing where they said that Facebook had sold their databases, a bunch of
I forget it too, but I know what
you know what about. You know what it is though. You remember it a couple years ago. That whole controversy was going on. I got interviewed a couple of times because I was defending Facebook. I was like, they didn't sell anything. They're getting accused of releasing all this information. And I said, I can tell you. They didn't sell it. It was stolen from them. It's not in their market plan to sell data. They sell access to the statistics of their data. So it's not even the corporations. Facebook doesn't have time to monitor you. They couldn't care less. They want to market to you. What scares me is the hacker that's going to use that technology, and the fact that you've got Siri or you've got Facebook or you've got Alexa, and they learn to hack into your system, and they can come into your house and they can get information, and they are going to come after you with it.
Yeah. And not just any hacker either. We could be talking about state hackers.
And yes.
And also, I mean, if we're going to extrapolate this out, a lot of people have smart homes now. Their doors are locked by these things. Their Ring camera on their door, you know, the doorbell. They can get into all of that stuff, huh?
Yes. And they my brother-in-law, he's an engineer for Microsoft, and I was talking to him one time, and he said, "Well, they don't have the Alexa on the locks." A week later, he was watching and saw a TV commercial, and they were talking about how you can now connect Alexa to your front door deadbolt. So if someone comes to your house and they call you and say, "Hey, I'm at your house. Are you there?" "Oh, I'm not quite home yet. Let me unlock the door for you." And you can tell Alexa to unlock the front door for you.
Jeez Louise, that's scary. So we're about to run out of time here, but I have to ask you, because you were mentioning the chips that people are paranoid about, which I get.
Yes.
Although I think it is funny that somebody has to follow you around with an antenna. But there are talks about implanting these things about the size of a grain of rice that can keep all your medical and all that. What's your thoughts on that?
Again, if they're using the short range chips, I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I can see it. And I can see the benefit of it. The one that scares me is the Real ID. And I've been fighting Real ID for the last 3 years and touting against it. I've consulted with governors on it and senators and congressmen. Do you know the Real ID Act never passed Congress?
I did not know that, no.
The Real ID Act was written. They couldn't even get it out of committee to go to a floor debate. They attached it at a late night on a bill. There was an emergency appropriation bill to pay our military that George W. Bush signed. They couldn't get the thing out of committee because nobody wanted to touch it because it was a live grenade.
Yeah, nobody so they do what they always do. They bury it in a 6,000-page finance budget and in a bill, and then nobody even knows about it. And wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. There it is. So in other words,
the scary part for you in closing on that.
Yeah.
There's one organization that wants it.
Who's that?
Department of Homeland Security.
I'll be damned.
Now tell me why.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. Listen, Todd McNutt, thank you, brother, for being on the program. Todd,
anytime.
Go check his website out, Representing Me. He's the founder and creator. You're going to find it as interesting as I did. And also check out his Twitter and his Facebook page, Other People's Secrets. Todd McNutt, God bless you, brother. Thanks for being part of the show. Have a good one.
Thanks, man. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. There he goes. And here I go. I'm out of here. Thank you for joining the Steve Hook Show today. We will see you once again tomorrow on TNT. Goodbye.